There are huge posters across Istanbul of President Erdogan and his mayoral candidate, Binali Yildirim, thanking the city for an electoral victory. But the posters are more than a little premature. That's because the main opposition, CHP candidate Ekrem İmamoğlu, apparently has the vote. He's claiming victory, albeit with a wafer-thin margin, a victory 25 years in the waiting for the opposition. But Erdogan's AKP party is not giving up without a fight. It's challenging the result, claiming to be the victim of a myriad of conspiracies. Istanbul's Üsküdar district is home to Erdogan and a stronghold of his AKP party. Some of his supporters are convinced Yildirim got the most votes.
Yildirim has won in Istanbul. With God's will, this will be confirmed because as a former prime minister, he has experience and is very knowledgeable.
But others admit defeat.
The AKP party lost because some of its programs failed to reach their targets. It lost because of the economic and political situation, as well as unemployment. God willing, some things will change. I'm 54 years old, and I hope this will be good for our children's future, for the young people.
Just down the road from Üsküdar is Kadıköy, a stronghold of the opposition CHP. Party banners celebrate victory, and despite a partial recount of votes here, locals are already looking to a new future.
Beklenmedik bir sonuç olduğunu düşünüyorum halk için.
I think the result was unexpected for the people. This election will be talked about for a long time to come. For many years, the AK party won at the polls, so for a very long time, the AKP was in control. And I think they've done good deeds as well. But I also believe there was a need for change, and I think now a change has happened. And I believe this change will be good for the people. This change will benefit Istanbul.
Istanbul is the industrial, financial, and cultural capital of Turkey. Traditionally, the city provides the impetus for political change. According to communications professor Barış Doster of Marmara University.
Istanbul results are so important for Turkish politics because Istanbul is the most important city, the most well-known city of Turkey, traditionally, historically, culturally, politically and economically, of course. Istanbul, besides the other important cities, changed the face of the Turkish policy. And in short term, I think those results will change the face of the political parties, both in the governing part and in the opposition parts. Those results showed that, prove that if the opposition parties, if they work hard, yes, they can do it.
But because of the importance of Istanbul, it appears thousands of AKP supporters are not ready to give up without a fight. Millions of votes are being recounted and a final decision isn't expected for several days. But in a rare breach of unity within the ruling party, a vicious war of words has broken out on social media between those calling for the result to be overturned and others accepting the vote. And a video has gone viral showing AKP supporters attacking opposition members outside an electoral counting office in Üsküdar district. But in Üsküdar, there are many voices calling for reconciliation rather than confrontation.
İyi olan kazansın, devlete yardımcı olsunlar.
We're all brothers. This is not a war, whether we're voting for the prime minister or the municipal mayor. I just want our people to live peacefully under one flag. Let the best person win to help our country. And don't let our brothers kill each other.
How the disputed Istanbul vote is resolved will be key to determining whether Turkey's political divide continues to deepen. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.